So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'omer pasiti es bita shel ploni. Mishalom beishes u'pagam al piatzmai ve'en mishalom knas. If a man admitted before Bezin that he seduced the daughter of so-and-so, he pays beishes and begam, which is memoina, through his own admission, because mishalom memoina al piatzmai. However, he does not pay the knas because in mishalom knas al piatzmai. The Gemara mentions a brisa in which Reb Shimon argues and says, "Af beishes u'pagam ein mishalom piatzmai." He does not pay beishes and begam through his own admission, because loy kolei meno sheyifkem bita shel ploni. We cannot accept his admission for knas, since this will degrade the girl's status. The Mishnah continues with the second case. Ha'emer genavti mishalom esakeren al piatzmai ve'ein mishalom tashlumi kefil v'tashlum abra v'chamisha. If a man admitted before Bezdin that he stole, he pays the keren, the principal, which is memoina, through his own admission, because mishalom memoina al piatzmai. However, he does not pay kefil and dalet v'hei, which are knas, because ein mishalom knas al piatzmai. The third case of the Mishnah, heimis shari es pleini oy shari shal pleini, hareiz mishalom al piatzmai. If a man admitted before Bezin that his ox killed a person and he is liable for kefir, which is memoina, or that his ox killed another ox and he is liable for nezik damages, which are memoina, he pays these obligations based on his own admission because mishalom memoina al piatzmai. The Gemara elaborates, tashlumi chatzi nezik. When a shari tam, an ox that did not kill three times, kills another ox through keren, goring with its horn, he pays chatzi nezik, half the value of the ox. Tashlumi nezik shalim. When a shari mu'ud, an ox that killed three times, kills another ox, he pays nezik shalim, the full value of the ox. Now all agree nezik shalim emayna. Nezik shalim certainly is monetary compensation for the damages. However, regarding chatzi nezik, there is a machlekes. Rav Papa says, Palganiska memoina, chatzi nezik is also considered memoina, monetary compensation for the damages, because stam shvarim lav b'chesker shimer kaimi. An ordinary ox is not considered safeguarded. Therefore, ubedinu de mishalom kule, the owner ought to be required to pay nezik shalim, because he did not safeguard his ox. However, he only pays chatzi nezik because v'rachmanuhu dechayis ilaveda kati lo yayitura. The Torah has compassion for him because this did not yet occur three times. Rav Huna Brid Yeshua says, Palganiska knasa. Chatzi nezik is considered a knas, a penalty, because stam shvarim b'cheske shimer kaimi. An ordinary ox is considered safeguarded. Therefore, ubedinu deloy l'shalom klal. The owner ought to be excused from paying at all because he does not have to guard his ox. However, he pays chatzi nezik as a knas because rachmanuhu dekanse kiheche deninteri l'turi. The Torah penalized him so that he guards his ox in the future. According to the opinion of Palkiniska Mamoina, the case of Hamish Shari Shalplaini refers to both a Shartam and a Shari Mu'ud, and Harizim Shalma Piyatzma because they are both Mamoina. However, according to the opinion of Palkiniska Knasa, the case of Hamish Shari Shalplaini only refers to a Sharham Mu'ud, in which Harizim Shalma Piyatzma. However, it cannot refer to a Shartam because Amisham Knas Al Piyatzma. The fourth case of the Mishnah, Hamish Shari Abdi Shalplaini. Ein mishalom al piatzmai. If a man admitted before Bezdin that his ox killed a servant of so-and-so and he is liable for shloshim shkolim, which is a knas, he does not pay through his own admission because ein mishalom knas al piatzmai. The Mishnah concludes zehaklal. Kol mishalom yesro amas shehizik, ein mishalom al piatzmai. The general rule is that whenever the payment exceeds the damages, one does not pay through his own admission because it is considered a knas, ve'ein mishalom knas al piatzmai. Hanulach Elo Nairis, where Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of Masechet Ksubis, and will begin the fourth parak, Nairish Nispatta, in the next year, Be'ez Hashem.